You're listening to Adam Carriker on The Ticket on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Adam Carriker on The Ticket. All right. As always, you can find The Ticket on theticket.com. You can find them on the Tube of View, YouTube, podcast platforms, Amazon Prime, TV, radio. You look here, you look there. The Ticket is every freaking where, and that's a great thing, ladies and gentlemen. Also, the Carriker Chronicles. If you don't know, this is not the only show that I do. Okay, I do a show called The Carriker Chronicles, taking a bit of a summer hiatus. Because, again, we're in the middle of the world's longest move, okay? But that's neither here nor there. The Carriker Chronicles will return. We have an official return date on August 25th. All right, I talk all things Nebraska sports, Husker football, Husker basketball, Husker gymnastics, whatever needs to be chatted about. It's all things Husker sports. It's where your Husker sports dreams will come true. It's just a fact. It's science, ladies and gentlemen. Check it out at CarrickerChronicles.com, also on YouTube as well. All right, time to talk a little bit of pro wrestling. My man Jake's going to join me. How you doing, Jake?
Oh, not too bad. It's always fun to join you. Always fun to talk some pro wrestling.
You got to say wrestling. That's I was corrected by one of my former hosts, Fourth and Pain up in D.C. Chuck Carroll's like, no, Adam, it's wrestling, pro wrestling. So I've pronounced it that way ever since. All right, so real quick, before we dive into your top 10 greatest pro wrestling entrances of all time list, your list, okay, by the way, so you will be held accountable, just FYI. All right. But what makes you a pro wrestling fan? What got you into pro wrestling as a kid?
Oh, I think it might have been just wrestling around with my brother, you know, and you know, when you're younger, you don't know, you know, that it's staged and predetermined and all that. And it was just so entertaining as a kid. And so I think that's kind of what got me into it, you know, get the little action figures and all that. It's fun. I think every pro wrestling fan has a journey that they go through is if you have that kid stage and then, you know, there's usually a little while where you kind of walk away, drift away from pro wrestling, and then the nostalgia brings it back at some point and you just kind of get back into it. And then as an adult, you know, kind of break down the storylines and how they're writing it, less so, you know, oh, I hope my favorite guy wins tonight, right, and all that. So, but yeah, I mean, I think it was just being a kid and wrestling around with my brother, seeing it on TV and enjoying it from there.
So, because you're right, and I'm included in this. There was a time when I went from pro wrestling. It was really the Shawn Michaels era. Just a coincidence. Nothing against Shawn. In my opinion, he has the worst entrance song of all time. The most annoying one anyways. But that's a topic for another day. But I actually got back into it because of Stone Cold. I heard about Stone Cold Steve Austin at school and the NWO. And that's what got me back into it. But what got you back into pro wrestling when you strayed away? What brought you back?
It was actually a friend of mine. It was kind of funny. A roommate, actually. I didn't, you know, I just kind of hadn't thought about it for a few years, right? You just kind of goes off the radar. And then I was in her room, I don't, you know, and I saw her. She had a poster that she had kept from childhood, and it had all the Attitude Era guys on, you know, you remember those old posters, like 56 mm-hmm. guys and yep. just a little face of, you know, of each one of those guys. Yeah. And I just was looking through and just completely reminded me of things again from my childhood that I'd completely forgotten about some of these characters, some of their matches and, you know, the way that you feel about them and all that. So, I mean, I did that. And so I said, you know what, I'll check it out. And when I was, you know, went back to look at it, I think it was like 2012, 2013, you know, the Shield was going. And so I kind of immediately yep. got into, okay, and there's new characters that as an adult I can connect to. And for a while, too, they mean, and WWE still does this, but you rely on kind of your old characters. And at some point, the 50-year-olds coming into the ring and squash your talent and all that stuff. And they do.
It's still happening with The Rock.
Right. It still happens quite a bit. And it sells tickets and all that. And again, because of that nostalgia factor. But it was kind of cool. I think they've done a better job over the last couple of years of allowing their younger talent maybe to get over on their older talent and build new stars.
I do think The Rock's a little bit of a different animal. I think that's a fair take to make, especially the way he looks and the way he trains.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so I feel like there's a little bit more to that story. Your friend, you were in her room. I wonder if there was some wrestling going on there. But
this is just a friend.
just say yes and roll with it. All right, so.
All right. It sounds more entertaining. Yeah, yeah.
One more question. I don't know if you're married or not, so I hope I didn't get you in trouble.
No, I am, but yeah. No, I'm good.
Sorry about that. Yeah, yesteryear. But anyways, one more question before we dive into your top 10 greatest entries of all time list for pro wrestling. all right, dude, it's fake. It's predetermined. It's not real. How could you watch this? What is wrong with you? Okay, what do you say to people who say that to you?
Well, I get it, and I usually tell people that it's not for everyone, but if you like drama, if you like something that's going to go from week to week, you like characters, you know, and I just love, you know, the NFL. I love college football. I love the NBA, and it's, you know, you just kind of think about, what if I could predetermine, what if I could set up the NBA Finals? What if I could create the Super Bowl? And, you know, you pick your team. You choose the hottest new characters. I mean, and that's what I love about it, is that you can kind of go along with that. And then the fun part about that is that WWE, the company, will see it a different way than you will. So you, even though it's predetermined and they can make it the best possible event for you, that's not the best possible event that they see. And that's not how they see their characters developing. So it's fun. Just, you know, if you have your opinion, you know, people say it's kind of like a male soap opera. Well, that's what I'm kind of in. I watched soap operas growing up with my mom too, so maybe that partially played off on it. And of course, Dom and Rhea and Liv tonight definitely is going to kind of feed into that. If you're following up on that, it's definitely more soap opera than it's ever been right now. I shouldn't say ever, but you know, they're kind of kicking back into that. But I always also remind people, because when you look at it, it's kind of changed the way that I look at sports, even, because the WWE isn't about wrestlers; it's about a wrestling company producing a wrestling event. They've taken down that thing, and you know, it's just kind of weird to look at it that way. And so I kind of view the same thing when I watch, you know, the NCAA or the NFL or, you know, whatever it may be. I kind of think, we're not just watching the best football teams in this league, we're watching the league put it together. And I think that's kind of an entertaining way to look at things.
So when people say that to me, I'm always like, well, then what's different than the TV show you're watching? What's different than the movie you're watching? Okay, unless it's based on true events. And even then, they're going to put the Hollywood twist on it. Okay, at least this is entertaining and high drama, and there's acrobatics and insane athleticism, and there's real life things happening, chair shots, etc. Okay, and careful. Some people think the NFL is predetermined and it is set up. So that's a whole nother rabbit hole right there. All right, but I want to get into you. I did not realize... I need a new hat, dude. I did not realize the sweat stains that were coming through on this black hat, but now they're clear as day.
I've been wearing this hat for like,
probably half a decade, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. all right, let's get into your top 10 greatest entrances of all time for pro wrestling. All right, my man, who do you have at number 10?
First, quickly, a few guys that did miss the list that I think are current really good entrances. Jey Uso's got one going on right now where he's got the whole crowd into it. I think if they really got behind him or put together some more interesting storylines, they kind of take him away from the bloodline, that thing would be even more over. But I think he's got a great intro. It's the best thing going for him, but he's got a great intro right now. And then I think Finn Balor is a little underrated. Not necessarily, most people say the demon intro. I always like Finn Balor, the kind of human character. And so I think it's kind of silly when I watch him put on face paint and some fake hair and stuff like that. It kind of, you know, and again, it just depends on what you like in wrestling. But I love his just intro where he kind of gets the whole crowd to do this at once. I think that that's a great intro as well. But if we're going all time top 10, I got to start with Eddie Guerrero. He lies, he cheats, he steals, and he brings out a lowrider with hydraulics on it. How can he get me much better than that? And then, you know, my favorite part of his career, too, is when he was feuding with JBL, who would bring out his limo. And so there was just a lot of car entrances during their feud.
Hard to argue with that. Still to this day, I think it was last week, maybe it was 2 weeks ago, I mentioned, you know, he'd bring the chair into the ring, he'd toss it to the opponent, he'd fall on the ground like the guy hit him. Just phenomenal stuff. All right, number nine, who you got?
Number nine, I've got Bray Wyatt. Another, it's probably, again, my other most recent wrestler. If you haven't watched wrestling in 20 years, you might not know who I'm talking about. Unfortunately, he did pass away just recently. But either, you know, from the Wyatt family, or The Fiend, which was incredible. Mm-hmm. He's, you know, he had a few different characters there, but similar somewhat interests with the Fireflies. Again, you get crowd involvement there. The Fiend was just shocking, especially the first one. He brought out a severed head with a light in, you know, in the mouth. So the visuals were very, you know, it's very kind of scary. And I like scary, you know, wrestling. You know, you really dive into the fictional piece of that. But yeah, I'm going to miss Bray Wyatt. I mean, I think, you know, pretty solid as a wrestler, but altogether, I think his biggest impact was through his entrances.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Should Bray Wyatt have been the guy to break the streak, the Undertaker streak?
I think so. I think that would have made a little more sense. And yeah, that would have passed the torch a little bit better.
The Undertaker has even said he wanted it to be Bray Wyatt in interviews recently. All right, who you got at number 8?
Number 8, I have Hulk Hogan. How can you argue against the real American? And then his little deal where he's calling to the crowd and trying to say, you know, I can't hear you or whatever, often imitated. And therefore, I think Hulk Hogan definitely belongs on this list.
All right, number 6.
Number 7, actually, is I've got Kurt Angle, who I just love his theme song. And then at some point in his career, whether he's a face and a heel, the whole crowd will chant, "You suck," along with his theme song.
You suck.
Yes.
You suck. You suck. Awesome. Yes. Awesome stuff.
Yes.
And I don't know if he liked it, but.
Yeah, I don't know. And then awesome. He's spinning around and all that. I just enjoy the whole thing.
All right. Now number 6.
Yeah. Number 6. Maybe lower than some people would have, but Ric Flair, obviously his iconic. I mean, I think of any entrance that makes you feel important, even if it's self-important. Ric Flair and Charlotte Flair, who's kind of got a similar deal, obviously as his daughter. It's fantastic. Again, it makes you just. It feels like you're watching an icon, and at some point, Ric Flair did become that icon.
All right, top 5. Who we got?
All right, number 5, and maybe if I've kind of did this without a bias, kind of take my personal bias out of it and try to put some things together. He'd probably be highest on my personal list. I love Kane, and I mentioned it earlier. I got into wrestling by battling with my brother and watching wrestling. And of course, if you're a younger brother, you will understand this. I was Kane, he was Undertaker, right? I mean, I'm Luigi, he's Mario, right? It just plays out like that every time. And so I naturally had more of a drawing to Kane. But again, I like the monsters in wrestling that was more acceptable, I think, back in the 90s than maybe it is now. But just with the flames, and especially one of the greatest character intros of all time was Kane coming out. You throw in Paul Bearer, my favorite manager ever, and you got yourself a good recipe to get in my top 5.
I love Kane. I always thought he was like underrated, and I think overshadowed by The Undertaker, maybe a little bit more fair. And hey, The Undertaker is The Undertaker, so that's not an insult in any way, shape, or form. I think Kane had the greatest debut arguably in WWE history. That's gotta be Kane. Yeah. As he's coming out, he rips the door off the Hell in the Cell. I'll never forget, there was one Monday Night Raw, he had like jumper cables, and he had like trapped somebody onto the pole, the ring, and he was like gonna, you know, jumper yeah. cable their nether region. I forget if he actually did or not, but as a kid in like middle school, this was like life-altering TV I was watching. So I'm totally with you on Kane. All right, number 4.
That's Demon Kane, by the way. Corporate Kane, I could do without. Number 4 on my list.
Yes.
I'm jumping outside of the WWE, though he didn't make it at some point. But WCW entrances from Sting were just fantastic. I mean, whether it be, you know, him carrying a bat, rappelling from the ceiling. He had a crow in his debut because he kind of mirrored the crow character. Sting was just such a, you didn't know what you were going to get out of his entrance, but it was going to be theatrical.
So I'm looking at this list. Okay. That DP and I were analyzing, you and I analyzed again last week a little bit. Sting on the top. This is top 50 greatest entrances of all time. He's 31.
Yeah.
He's 31.
I don't see it.
That is absolutely blasphemous. I'm just going to tell you right now, he's in my top five as well.
Oh,
so all right, who you got next?
Well, great minds think alike, right? Number three, I've got Goldberg knocking on the door. And again, just kind of the build up to Goldberg. He's, once you do finally see him, because they do give that, you that little like couple of seconds of like, well, they knocked on the door, he should be here. Like, and then he comes out huffing and puffing like a bull all the way to the ring. And again, the music just kind of builds it up. There's some entrances that are like, bam, he's here. Crowd goes wild. This one, similar to, you know, the top one on my list, which is the top one on everybody's list, I'm sure, is it's just a slow build of like, oh my gosh, here he comes. And, you know, it's coming from the back into when he finally hits the arena. And it just, again, it feels iconic too. I think Goldberg deserves a very high list on intro ratings.
So he legit would hit his head before he'd come out every time, like on the locker or the wall or whatever was there. That's just him. Okay. That's just who he is. That's kind of how he approaches it. I'll never forget his Monday Night Raw promo with blood trickling down his forehead. It was just a promo, but he hit his head because he had the entrance and he had to hit his head to do the entrance and he was trickling down. And Vince McMahon was mad at him because it was the no blood PG part of that era. And he legit had no idea there was blood on his head. Trivia question for you. Goldberg's entrance song, who was that entrance song originally intended for?
Oh, wow.
Because it was not Goldberg.
See, I didn't even know
you
that.
You just mentioned him.
Huh.
He's in your top five. There's a hint.
Gotta be Sting?
Sting. Huh. It was originally supposed to be Sting's entrance song. When they were sitting down and they were going through entrance songs and they played it for Goldberg, they said this was supposed to be Sting's entrance song, but he's not going to use it. And then Goldberg ended up using it.
Wow.
So, one of his biggest gripes in his first run in WWE was they altered his entrance song a little bit. And that made him so mad. He did not like that. Mm. Anyways, I digress. All right. I believe that was number three. Who's number two?
Number two. And I don't think it's just a singular entrance, but it's definitely his WrestleMania entrance as I look forward to is Triple H. Now he's obviously got, you know, the spit at the top of the ring when he goes up there. Also iconic. And I just love Triple H. I think he's underranked in a lot of these things just because he's so reliable. He's been there for so long. And, you know, he did a lot of his work as a heel, so maybe wasn't, you know, always the fan favorite. But Triple H, especially WrestleMania theme entrances, specifically thinking about the Terminator one. You know, I thought that one was great. Whenever, you know, he's the power couple of WWE. So when he had Stephanie McMahon come out with his entrances too, dressing up and looking nice, it was just, I looked forward to that every WrestleMania he was in.
His WrestleMania entrances year after year, probably the best. I think it helps to be a boss, the boss, the boss's son-in-law, you know, anyways, all that stuff. I'll just be honest with you. I was never a Triple H guy. I get why people, this is the first time I'm disagreeing with you. Mm. And it's pro wrestling. You can't be wrong. So that's what's great about it as well. But I never thought of him as the guy. I always thought of him as the guy who worked with the guy. So that's how I always viewed Triple H. He was just the guy that worked with the guy. And that's how I always viewed him. His entrance, I could see how people will love it. For me, I don't know. I just never viewed it that way. But his WrestleMania entrances year after year, bar none, the best. All right. I think I can guess who your number one is, but what do you got?
Like I said, it's not even my favorite, but it's almost blasphemy in the wrestling community to come up with another different number one. WWE, after all, would commit 20 minutes to this entrance. So if they thought it was that good, you know, then it's good enough for us. Undertaker's entrance, you know, I think his traditional one, maybe even more, you know, the Dead Man entrance, so than the American Badass. But, you know, what's cooler than a guy driving down on a motorcycle anyway, right? So that one could be in here as well. But yeah, the Dead Man's entrance, you know, with the eyes trick at the end and taking off the hat and everything that comes with it, he's got to be number one.
So a couple of things real quick. First of all, phenomenal list. Great list. I've got pretty much the same wrestlers, maybe in just various orders outside of, I'm just going to be honest, Triple H ain't my top 10 and I'll stand alone on that island just like the Edge entrance. And it's okay. All right. I'll bring water and I'll live for a long time on that island. At least 30 days, but I digress. When it comes to the Undertaker, I agree. When he wasn't doing the Dead Man entrance anymore, I was literally just like, all right, when are they going to bring that back? Because I was just literally waiting for it. Not that the other entrance, you know, driving a freaking Harley down to the ring ain't half bad either. One of my favorite things is when Hogan tried to drive it back up the ramp and couldn't even get it started. But that's a topic for another day, if you remember that segment.
Yeah.
It's hard to argue with Undertaker at one. That being said, tune in tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. While Jake and 99.9% of the rest of planet Earth have Undertaker's entrance at one, I do not.
Oh, wow.
I do not. Wow. And my biggest knock is it was too long.
Mm.
It was too long. And I may need to bring two bottles of water to survive on another island on my own, but that's okay. Jake, great list, phenomenal list. This is what I love about wrestling. It's so subjective, and I couldn't agree with most of your list, dude, any more than I do. So thanks for joining me.
Absolutely. I appreciate it.
And tomorrow, when I break it down my top 10, you'll probably be right there on the board. Feel free to hop in and tell me I'm an idiot, stupid, and I'm wrong if you want to. So it's all good. All right, don't go anywhere, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.